right. I'm sorry. I got over.
I didn't know we were starting. You did that on purpose.
I hate podcasts. Drew Morgan, welcome to the Denver Comedy Lounge again. This is your first time headlining.
Yes, it is.
Here. You're a headliner.
Yeah. Right.
You're a headliner.
Oh, thanks, yeah.
You close out shows.
I do.
You're not the best host.
But I'm a bad host. I'll say it. I'm a bad host.
It's because we were talking about that last night.
I'm a bad host.
He's not the worst host. I bet you're a pretty
good host. I've seen worst hosts.
Like when?
Side Splitters Knoxville.
Okay.
And Side Splitters Tampa still exists, and that's new owners. That's a different club. I'm not talking shit on them. But Side Splitters Knoxville, I hosted there. I saw me host there and be a worse host.
Oh, really?
I saw a lot of people host
there and
be bad. Maybe
Side Splitters, there's just some sort of cursed, secret, sacred Indian burial, Native American burial, some burial ground. Yeah. Cemetery.
Cherokee. A lot of Cherokee in East Tennessee, so maybe.
Have you heard about Tampa's swinger scene?
Just now. I just heard about it.
Okay.
I get it immediately. You said that, and I get it.
Have you ever come across a website by the name of Tampa Bukkake?
No.
That's how I learned it. Because it's all very homemade. Pie crust, you know.
I like that.
It's not like uniform. It's all
like the idea of it, I should say.
Yeah, there's stuff coming out of the top of the
pie. I like that they're doing it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, right? Like, what else are they supposed to do?
I don't know. So I have a joke about my wife being bisexual and us having threesomes. And that's led
and that's
to...
real?
Yes, it's real. And that's led to some people approaching me and saying some things to me. And my favorite thing that I've learned about in the last 5 or so years, I think, is Christian swingers.
Oh.
I don't know if that's what's going on there in Tampa, but Christian swingers, that's
they're
a,
like,
it's a
their,
thing.
Their cross is the only thing they're wearing.
Yeah.
Swinging back and forth. Uh-huh.
And
I like that duality.
A couple hit on me at a show, and I was like, hey, I'm not, no disrespect, but like, explain this to me.
Uh-huh.
What? And this is actually kind of logical. I was like kind of taken aback at how I was like, nah, that actually makes sense. They were like, the marriage bed is sacred. We only do this together. That's not a sin in God's eyes.
Oh, wow. That's a good pitch. That's a twist.
It took it away from me. I was like, well, if we're not sinning, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
But
that's
I like that they found that.
Yeah, that's like boiling the garlic a little bit so it doesn't have the bite. That's a real...
Yeah.
That was a real good... So did the... Who came up to you first? Was it...
The woman.
The woman came
up.
It's
almost always the woman who comes up to anyone.
Yeah. She's the lure, per se.
Yep.
I don't want to objectify, but just in the analogy, she's lure and he's the...
Yeah.
The pole?
I've seen it reverse once. I went to a club that we thought was a strip club in Portland. We took my buddy Tushar Singh. He opens up for Akash.
Okay.
And Tushar's like 6'4". He looks like an Indian Tim McGraw. He's very handsome.
Oh, sweet.
And there the guy came up to Tushar in front of me. And he literally was like, hey, man, how big is it? Tushar was like, what? And again, at this point, we had figured out we were at a sex club. It's not like we were like, what's going on? But like, we were like, what? And he's like, you want to fuck my wife?
Oh.
She's over there. And I was like, what is happening right now?
What do you
now?
Feel more comfortable with? Which would you feel more comfortable with? The guy saying that or the woman and then you kind of being hesitant?
The woman.
Okay. Woman.
That's why they said, you made a very appropriate joke about sending the woman because she's the attractive one. I feel like... I'm not a swinger. I've just been approached by him three times in my life.
Yeah. You're a good all-American threesome.
None of that's true either. An all-American threesome.
You just want an all-American threesome.
But
sometimes.
The woman needs to do it because it's safer for everybody.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's like, this is who's in control if we're going to do it.
Yeah.
So let's let her set the tone.
Okay.
Damn, we got right into this.
Yeah, I mean...
Do you always do this? You set us in front of these fake trees?
We usually just talk about food, but...
He's trying to blame me.
As long as
before I got on here, everyone, he was like, hey, man, can we talk about that threesome joke and get into some sex stuff? And I'm like, sure. He didn't do that.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, I didn't have the consent. So, you know, I talk about jokes and stuff. What's your favorite meal of all time? Single item or meal?
On a basic level, just trash, I'm going pizza.
Pizza?
But if I'm gonna be a little fancier... I'm gonna take whatever the chef at the sushi restaurant
Okay.
And I'll be like, you make it for me.
Oh, nice.
I like that.
That's fun.
It's fun.
You feel
it's
special.
It's always tasty. I feel special.
Surprise me. I don't have any food allergies.
Right.
Sort of carte blanche.
Let's rock and roll.
I like that.
But I like sushi a lot, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, sushi here is great.
It is.
Colorado Sake Company. Here at the Denver Comedy Lounge, we're in Colorado Sake Company, and they got a great sushi food program. It's great. You enjoyed your food last night right after the second show.
Very much.
Might you eat at the 8 p.m. show time, or is that the...
I think that's the plan, yeah, generally. We got a 10 p.m. show tonight, though.
I know.
How do you feel about eating before you go on stage?
It's
tough, right?
I don't like to.
Yeah.
Even if the food is free or something, it's just too tempting, and then I just want to go back to the hotel.
And sleep.
Yeah.
Yep.
What did you eat today?
Today I had brunch at a spot in Denver. I had a salmon hash. It was like on special at the place we were at. It's my niece's husband's birthday.
Oh.
My niece is like 6 years younger than me.
Okay.
A lot of accidents in my family.
Yeah, yeah. That's fine.
She came early. We came late. You guys get it.
As long as we're all coming.
Yay! Brought it back.
Salmon hash. What was the name of the place?
Urban Market?
Oh, Urban Farmer?
Urban Farmer.
Urban Farmer. There's actually a lot of people that used to be Urban Farmer chefs that came here to work and actually started the kitchen.
Oh, nice.
So there's this interesting tie between Urban Farmer and here.
I could see it. It was a good spot.
Yeah.
The food was good.
Yeah, it's downtown. Did you go to the parade at all?
No, we saw it. I was half a block away.
Oh, good. I was at the parade.
Yeah. You got the swag.
Yeah.
I was like a block away. That was good enough for me.
Okay. Fine. They had some fun things. They had this Marine, like, World War II reenactment memorial, but float with kids on top instead of, you know, like, on top of the mountain. Yeah. Like,
kids doing war.
Planting the flag. You know, that shot of the planting of the flag.
Iwo Jima?
Maybe that's it.
It is.
But they were blasting, like, death metal. This dude was, like, DJing, blasted death metal, and then he turned it, somebody made him turn it off, so, you know. That was really special.
If you guys don't know Ben, he was snotty to me, so I tried to be snotty back. It's impossible. He's so positive. He just kept telling the story, and he flipped me. I was like, you're right, that is fun. So they were playing death metal, and then what happened?
I wasn't about to stop what I started.
Yeah. Death metal with children is always fun.
Period. Yeah, it was a great, and then like the Aurora PD rolled through.
Mm. They haven't had a good run in the news.
No, that's the thing. They got a lot of bad press, so I guess this was like maybe their, I don't know if it was the people that got in trouble that had to be in the parade the people that did good.
That's so darkly funny to think about.
Is it a reward or a punishment to have to do a fucking parade?
You shot an unarmed man, you have to go to this fucking parade in downtown
Denver. Yeah,
I could see an Aurora PD guy being like, fucking downtown Denver on a Saturday?
Yeah, I guarantee you there's going to be hardly anybody you would shoot at this parade, at this St. Patty's Day parade. You're not going to be trigger happy at all. You're just going to be cool as a cucumber. What's one bit that you still do that's like a forever bit?
Yeah, sometimes when I'm feeling insecure or whatever, I have an opener that's probably from year two that I've tooled around with, but it's like I can get a laugh in the first few seconds with this, and I feel comfortable with it.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, everybody? My name's Drew. I'm the son of a Southern Baptist preacher and a Sunday school teacher. You guys know how genetics work? You know, that makes me an alcoholic. And it's just like that dumb one-liner like, people go, okay.
Yeah.
He's funny. Also, I know he's from the South.
Yeah.
I know he was raised religious. I know he likes to party.
Yeah.
It's all there. Yeah. And it's just like, that's sort of my... It's like my comfort food as a comedian.
Yeah.
I found myself doing that joke. I stopped doing it. It was like a year two joke through year five. I stopped doing it for a few years. I just found myself doing it year nine or 10 in New York. Like, this will get me started.
Well, yeah, and all these people haven't heard it.
Right.
You know, like there's always this thing in the mind of like, I got to burn my... It's funny, like burning material, or like I burned all that. It's like, well, really? Yeah. You're gonna quilt all these blankets that keep you warm and keep your family warm sometimes, and then you're going to be like, just put it in a thing, and come on.
I will admit, I have had the opposite, where there's no reason to stop doing this joke, but I just don't want to.
Yeah.
And it's funny.
I think that's just better reason.
It's just like, ugh.
Uh-huh.
But that one, I like it. Yeah. I like that joke.
Yeah, and it's just also just an introduction. It seems natural.
Right. It lets them know who I am, and it gets a laugh, and then we can do the set.
Yeah.
And I don't always do. I haven't done it this weekend at all. Probably haven't done it in months, but I like it. I keep coming back to it.
Maybe you bring it back tonight. Maybe you see. Hey. You got three chances. What's our timeout? 10. Isn't it? It's interesting. We do it about 10 minutes. It's just like a 10-minute quickie.
We're done now.
Pretty much done. I mean, you know, I have other questions, but I think we talked about enough like swinger stuff that'll be good, right? That's good. Because we need like fun stuff for social media that's like,
the clip
like content, you know, not just like inside baseball, which we do that on the YouTube and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Do you have a podcast at all?
Yeah, I got a couple. I hate podcasts. But,
plug it.
So you can find me on the Well Read podcast with Trey Crowder and Corey Forrester.
Oh, awesome.
And then I have one called Gravy Baby that I do with Carmen Morales and DJ Lewis.
Oh,
that
fun.
Is, we call it Joy for Toxic People. You know, like the Eat, Pray, Love, the things we're all doing now? Well, if you hate that, you might like us.
Oh, nice.
Because we're like, hey, what brings you joy this week? And then Carmen's like, I've been stealing from CVS. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Eat, Pray, Love, CVS, theft.
I like that. That's really good. Those are great concepts. Yeah, this is a very loose concept, but it's the people that are on the podcast that really make the podcast what it is. Right? Right?
That was such a hollow statement.
It's not the size
of the podcast or the friends we made along the way.
Yeah, it's not the size of the turkey, but how much it's stuffed with the things that you love.
Love, right. Eat, pray, love. Steal from CVS.
CVS. Steal from CVS. Check out at Drew Morgan Comedy.
No way in. I couldn't fit it. At Drew Morgan Comedy.
At Drew Morgan Comedy. Probably on Venmo, too.
Literally,
because I'll be paying you on Venmo. So.
That is also, I keep it consistent.
And then next year, I'll send you a thing saying like, I need a W-9. You know.
Oh right.
I'm not getting it from you now. I'm not that like. You
also,
know.
I have a S corp. I'm official.
I've been thinking of doing S corp.
Yeah.
Is it good?
I like it.
But you get taxes taken. You pay yourself. You get taxes taken out.
I do.
As you pay yourself.
But then it's so much easier to write off expenses when you have it.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear that.
It's a give and take.
I'm in a,
There's a threshold you're supposed to make when you do it. And when I started, I was making that. And now I'm not. And I just feel too sad to stop it. / I don't want to call my accountant.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not making that amount anymore. I should stop this.
But taxes get taken out.
I feel like
so
it
insulates. Do I pay your S corp?
You know what, man? Just meet me in the alley. Let's just do this the old school way. I want you to bring me into your office.
Who do I pay?
Tap a gun on the desk. You've been doing comedy at least as long as me, maybe probably longer. You know this guy. Yeah, you know the guy I'm talking about. Tap a gun on the desk.
I've been not doing comedy as long as you've been doing comedy.
That's got to be true.
I didn't do comedy for as long as you.
I do feel like the guy I'm talking about might have seen your act early on, though, and been like, I'm not even bringing him to the office and tapping my gun.
Yeah.
Fuck this kid. Fuck this absurd kid. He thinks he's smarter than me?
No.
No. No, it wasn't you.
It was me.
It was that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. It was him. Well, I'm excited for these three shows. It's a gauntlet. You know, the fatigue sets in.
I'm already tired. I was supposed to take a nap today, and I didn't get one.
Oh, well, there's a couch in the green room.
Pumped about that.
Yeah, thanks for your time.
He also gives us drugs. He doesn't say that on camera.
Yeah. All mushrooms.
Yeah. All earthy ones.
Yeah. Molly. Well, I hate podcasts. What is it called? This is called Peak Humor Behind the Mic, because we're all doing it like keywords. This is all just for like backlinks.
Do they see you say this?
Hopefully.
People watching?
Uh-huh.
That kind of rules. This is like weirdly punk rock.
It's all for the backlinks.
It's like if I sell out hard, I'm not selling out.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? If I sell out openly, we're sponsored by Google.com, everybody.
Google Docs.
Ukraine. Russia. What are the buzzwords right now? Yeah. Biden. Trump.
Google Docs. Google Drive. Who needs Dropbox when you have Google Drive? We're actually using Dropbox for this, right?
Yeah.
We're using Dropbox. Okay. Well, that's it.